Okay, so last week we had started discussing Stira Bikelim, and we noted that the simplest understanding of the Gemara and Kochav Beis is that if you think there is Stira, if you think there's Binyan Bikelim, there's Stira Bikelim. If you think there isn't Binyan Bikelim, then you think there isn't Stira Bikelim. And this will have an afkamina for destroying Kelim, because even though Rashi does think that making a new kli is Asar on Shabbos, he thinks it's Makav Patish, but there is no reverse to Makav Patish, and therefore that's going to come out as a kula in the context of Stira, of taking apart Kelim. We noted that while the Gemara seems to say that, and Shulchan Aruch paskens that way, Ramosha Weinstein isn't convinced by this. And Ramosha suggests that no, even the people who hold that there is binyan bekelim would say ein stira bekelim, because the way the Rashba and the Ramban formulate it is that there's only bona in asiyas kli, right? It's ein binyan bekelim. I mean, once something is a kli, so then there's no bona regarding it, but making kli, asiyas kli yesh. Because if that's the case, since stira is always bekelim, because you're taking apart an actual kli, that would be the reverse of a bona, which doesn't exist, and therefore it should be mutter. Now, Ramosha loves this svara, but then says, Ella, I can't say it halach l'maisa, because Shulchan Aruch doesn't pasken this way. So he, as a halach l'maisa issue, he doesn't actually accept it. But he does, but, you know, you always have, you know, he sort of gives up on it kicking and screaming in the middle of the tshuva, and he says, lo nira kein mi divrei Shulchan Aruch. Though the truth is that you do have, he was a bit too, I think, quick to reject it, because while it's true that Shulchan Aruch is toled zebazeh, it's not totally clear that's true. The Gra is actually much more makel and thinks ein stira bekelim, even though we hold bona bekelim. Or he's not convinced we hold bona bekelim, and the Mishnah Berurah entertains the Gra lahalacha. So it's not clear that we've totally rejected lahalacha the possibility that there is no such problem as stira bekelim. Okay, that's where we were last week. So if we look now, the big question that the poskim really deal with, though, is that in addition to the conceptual issue, you have several sugyot that talk about destroying kelim, and what the Rishonim try to do is figure out what do each of these tell us, under what parameters is it actually permitted lemaisa for us to destroy a kli. So one of the gemaras that we saw this last week was Kuf Mem Vav, where we paskin that you can break open a barrel to eat the figs that are inside, as long as you didn't have intent to make it a kli. Another gemara that is brought into the discussion is the gemara in Beitza Daf Lamed Gimel. Did I not put it? I thought I did. What? It is here somewhere.
It's
41. Okay, I don't know why I got that. I put the Rishonim that talked about it before it. But is the sugya of Mustiki. Skip down to 41, then we'll go back to it. I don't know why I did it that way. What? Exactly. Just 40. 40 is the continuation of the Gemara that we'd seen in 23, where the Gemara had added a case. Tani chada chosala shagroz v'shal tamarim matir umafkia v'choteich. These coverings of these wrappers of figs and of dates, you are allowed to take apart on Shabbos. Another one says you can untie it, but you can't take it apart. You can't cut it. And then the Gemara says it's a machlokes. And the Gemara gets into different sort of muktza issues. And then if you go to 41. Just to focus on the Soser issues, the Gemara there says, A person is allowed to take a splinter to use as a toothpick. You can't do that unless it's already from, it was already muchan, it was in the trough of an animal. But everyone agrees that you can't cut it. And if you cut off the splinter to use it as a kli on Shabbos, either as a to pick a lock or as a toothpick, so then your chayev mida araisa because of makav patish. Jibril Lazar, Racham Romrim, Echadze, Vechadze, Enum El Mishum Shvus. Racham say it's Asr, but it's only Asr mida Rabbanan. Rabbi Lazar, Dakam, Arhasam, Chayev Chatas, Hacha Pater Lazar, Rabbanan, Dakam, Rehasam, Pater Lazar, Racham Lazar, Lechatchila. Okay, I don't want to get into that whole, right, that analysis. And then the Gemara says, V'lisna, the Rulazar had the Tznan, Shavadim, Chavis, Lechel, Men, and Grogres. But doesn't Rulazar hold that you can break open this barrel? So why would he say it's usser to take this toothpick? Uvavashal, he's gavin, lasses, kli, as long as you don't have kavan to make it a kli. So Amar of Ashi, ki Tanyahu, ahi, bimustiki. Ravashi says, the case in Shabbos, where we say you're allowed to break open a barrel, is only by a mustiki. So what you have is the Gemara in Beitza and its analysis of the Gemara in Shabbos, that there are certain kelim that it is definitely permitted to destroy on Shabbos, and that is a kli called a mustiki. And what the Rishonim tried to figure out is, so what exactly is the rule? When are you allowed to break a kli and when are you not allowed to break a kli? Right? Is the Gemara saying that only by mustiki, that's the only time you can break a kli and every other time you can't? If that's the case, what exactly is a mustiki? So that's what the, and from that you see in the Rishonim when they think you can actually break different kelim. So we go back to 23. So Tosos says, Tosos is very much lishitaso. And he thinks that to the extent there is bona bekelim, there's stira bekelim. To the extent there isn't bona bekelim, there isn't stira bekelim. Now Tosos had said by bona bekelim that if you make a kli in a weak way, so then it is not bona. If you make it bechozek, right, you screw it in, so then it is bona. Tosu says the exact same thing by stira, because again, since stira is the reversal of bona, so he takes the Gemara of Mustiki, and he takes the Gemara in Kuf Mem Vav about breaking open the barrel, and he says, you know what, it's very simple. Here's the equation. Right? We know that making a good kli is bona. And we know that the Gemara says, under certain circumstances, breaking a kli is permitted. So let's just line it up and say that it's usur to break a kli which is made bechozek, but a kli which is weak to begin with, and that's how he understands mustiki, is permitted. Because it would be mutter to make, so it's mutter to break. If it's usur to make, it's usur to break. And he says, v'ha deshari l'shabar ha-chavis, ha-muki la-beveitza perakamevi b'mustiki perish chatechos ha-medubakos yachad. And therefore he says, whenever you see that a kli is mutter to break, it's because it's a mustiki. What's a mustiki? A mustiki, according to Tosfos, is a barrel that's put together, right? It's sort of it's, you know, weakly glued together. It's not screwed in tightly. And since he thinks that it wouldn't be bona to make that kli, so it's not so sure to destroy a kli. The reason the Gemara in Erevin and the Gemara in Shabbos Kochav Beis suggests that there are cases when there is bona bekelim, so Tosus Lashitaso just says it's any time a kli is made bechozek, so then since there'd be bona, there would also be so sure. Yeah?
This is not a kli?
He thinks it's not a strong kli, and therefore wouldn't, right? He said it's a kli which is made, right, which is medubakos yachad. Yeah, but lishitasa, that's fine, because he said it's mutter to make a kli, right? It's not mutter, it's not bone to make a kli as long as it's a weak kli. I mean, I don't know if that's because he thinks it's not a kli, or a weak kli is not a kli for Shabbos purposes, right? It's not necessarily the case that a kli that isn't a kli for Shabbos is not a kli anywhere else in Kala Tira Kula, so I'm not going to say conclusively that Tosfos would say it's not a kli anywhere, but no, it's not a kli such that you would be chayav for building it on Shabbos. Right? That's explicit in Tosfos. Right? Putting something together weakly.
No, I understand. I understand. Kilo, in biglad ma, biglad shu itparek matay shu, biglad
shu
ulo yafe maspik kmo
shnirat. Nimei shu mitparek. Omer shu ze medubak. Ken zelo. זה לא קבוע במס מהרים, איך שבונים את זה, זה מדובק ב... I don't know, I assume their glue is not super glue, I don't know.
So you take this as the definition of המדובקות. In other words, he never says explicitly, this is a weak bond.
That's the way the Achronim understand it, because they assume he's just reversing his position.
Right, but, but if I look at his words, he doesn't say that. Unless I take Medubakot as, by definition...
Which is what... I mean, okay, to be fair, that's the way the Achronim... I'm just influenced by the Achronim, we'll assume, and I think it's reasonable that Tosfos is just reversing his Shita by Bona.
Right. I would have liked to have seen it written.
Yeah. There may be other places in Shas where he's more explicit, but this is the... I don't remember. And I mean, he discusses it in pretty much every sugya, but as you know, Tosfos and different Masechet Torah don't say the same things. That doesn't prove anything, right? Okay. If you look at the Rashba, if you remember, by Bona had said that the difference is you're chayev when you create a new kli, right, by osikli, but you are pater. If you're just assembling. So the Rashba says in the Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav, he says, Nire de ben kach u ben kach l'rabban ushari til inyan del ein yafek kamechavein aval benosin eruvo bimigdol hainu taimim mishum dehasam bimigdol gadol mairi dehevi kama ol v'shayach bebinyan ustira. The Rashba has a problem, right? Because the Rashba said that once something is a total kli, so then there is bona in making it, so presumably there should be bona in destroying it. Now, Rav Moshe, if you remember, within the Rashba rejects this. Though, to be fair, he only says it within the Ran. Then maybe because he knew the Rashba explicitly rejected this. I don't know. But the Rashba says, okay, if I hold that there is bona in creating a new kli, so why isn't there so sir in creating a kli? So he said, look, if it's an ohel, right? If it's a big kli, so then it's almost like an ohel. Then there's going to be stira. But habemigdal kadmon lo shayach by time of the binyan v'stira, I knew time of the chavis. But by a small kli there won't be. V'chein perish Rashi be'irvin. V'chein mucha kol osa shir gish hasham de'in binyan mekelim yisir mekelim mutal shavro. Time of the migdal shum de'in lo din kli. No, sorry. The Rashba says exactly, can very well be read with Ramosha. No, he is analyzing the Rashba, right? The Rashba, l'shitaso, said that there is no bona bekalim unless you're making a new kli. So then, as Rav Moshe notes, this creates a problem in stira, because stira, you're never making a new kli, right? You're already, it's bekalim, right? You already have the kli, and we've said once there's a kli, assembling and disassembling is not going to be bona, and therefore the Rashba, l'shitaso, says, you're right. When the Gemara says, yesh binyan ustira bekalim, what they mean is not really a kli. They mean a kli which is closer to an ol. Once it's closer to an ol, so then, right, the standards of bona and stira are more chamor, for reasons that we've discussed in the past, right, that ol might be closer to karka, which I found, by the way, I was glad I found two achronim who support that theory. The reason we're more machmer by ol is because it's closer to karka, because ikar is always by karka. The Kilas Yaakov in Shabbos Lamed Zayin says this, and Rav Moshe in this endless tshuva on cans swallows it in his paragraph. But you just have to, I had to get through it. I hadn't remembered from the first time I read it. The first time you read it takes about 3 hours to read it. So, like, you know, on Chazar it took me an hour and a half. But, like, it's a long tshuva. But he does swallow that in the middle of the tshuva. The Ran in 25 says, Miyuki sharia dafka b'kli chatan lo shayach b'vinyan ustira b'kli gadol lo, says exactly like the Rashba. They follow the same. Sara mishum dahasum migdal gadol askin devi ka'ol v'shayach b'vinyan ustira b'migdal katan lo shayach b'vinyan ustira v'hainu time v'disharina hacha b'chavis. So what you get is, and Rav Moshe seems to be correct about this in the Rashba and the Ran, even though Shulchan Aruch does not accept this, that the positions of the Rishonim in Binyan and Stira Bekalim, in Binyan Bekalim, is reflected perfectly in their positions in Stira Bekalim. Tosfos, who thinks that there's Bona every time it's Bechozek, thinks that there's Stira every time you have a Kli which is firmly screwed in, and the only time it's Mutter. And that's how he explains the case of the wrappers, and the case of the Mustiki is when the Kli, to begin with, was weak. The Rashba and the Ran, who think that it's only creating a new kli, that is usher, therefore think that soser in a kli is actually mutter, because at this point you are working on a kli, and once you're working on a kli, you can't have binyan or stira, and therefore they conclude that the only time there's binyan stira bekalim is by big kalim, which are more similar to ohel, and ohel has more expansive notions of bona. And soser, and that's Rav Moshe's analysis of the Rashba and the Ran. Though, as he himself notes, Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to accept this, either because Shulchan Aruch accepts Tosfos, which they do. Shulchan Aruch does. I mean, Shulchan Aruch hedges, right? Because he And this is what the Mishnah Berurah notes consistently, that he doesn't consistently paskin like anybody. He usually says, yesh stira bekelim, at some extent, sort of like Tosfos, but sometimes he brings in Rashi and says, ain bin vestira bekelim, and therefore he hedges and allows you to be sosar kli al yidei akum under certain circumstances. But the reason Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin the way he does is presumably because he's going in a Tosfos direction, or he understands the Rashba and the Ran differently than they seem to have understood themselves. I don't know if that's a nice way of saying it, but...
Why can't you say that to the Ran and the Rashba if you totally take apart a Kli?
So you could, but Ramosha is right that the Rashba and the Ran both seem to not say that explicitly, that it's not true. They only say that Kli goes... You're right, you could say that they mean... That you could say they mean that, but they don't say it. They say the opposite. They say there's only stira bekelim by kli gadol hadomeh le ohel, right? I mean, Rosh is right. That if you just take the Ran and I think the Da'ati, right? He's right that the Rashba and the Ran, if you just take what they say, right? What they say is any sugya where you find stira bekelim, it's a kli gadol which is domeh le ohel, and anytime you find ain stira bekelim, it's because it's a stam kli. Right, they don't make distinctions and say that as it's right. They don't make the distinction here of shalem versus not shalem. Right, you're right. You could, and that's what I'm saying. It could be the Shulchan Aruch will understand the Rashba and the Ran that way and go in that direction, even though the Rashba and the Ran themselves seem to not say. I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying Ramosha seems to be correct. The Rashba and the Ran themselves didn't say it. The fact is Shulchan Aruch passing that way. Either you say Shulchan Aruch passing like Tosfos, or you say that Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rashba and the Ran. And things like you suggest that if asiyas kli legamri can be bona, then destroying a kli can also be stira, because it's the inverse. But they seem to, in their words, support Ramosha's understanding, which is that no, it's not that way. It's that you can't have bona once something is defined as a kli, and therefore you can never have stira. Right? You can only have bona asiyas kli. But since there is no reverse to asiya in any sort of I mean, again, you could say there is.
Pulls apart a little bit, yeah, but okay.
I mean, you could, right? It's the way he understands their svar is that yesh asiya likelim, so to speak, right? There's asiya of kelim. There's no binyan in kelim, right? And therefore, since stira is always the opposite of bone rather than asiya. Well, that's sort of how they understand. I mean, it's not a new malacha, but that in kelim, the only thing that's chayv is asiya, but not assembly, right? And destruction is always some level disassembly, possibly.
Okay.
Again, I'm not saying it's possible that Shulchan Aruch accepts what you're saying. I'm saying I think Rav Moshe is correct in the words of the Rashba and the Ran that they didn't say this. Again, it's not impossible, but you look at their words, right? They're pretty clear that the only distinction they end up making is size because they think there's only stira by kelim, which are domeh doel, right? The Ein Ma La'asod, that's what they say. Okay. Okay. So... that's two ways of understanding why it is mutter and when it is mutter to destroy kelim to get to food. One is the Rav Moshe's understanding of the Rashba and the Ran, that it is that anytime something, you can always destroy a kli just to get at what's inside as long as you don't have kavanah to make a kli because there is no stira once something is a kli. Or if you paskin like Tosfos, which Shulchan Aruch seems to, that no, anytime a kli is weak, so then it'll be mutter, just like we mutter to build it. But if a kli is strong, so it'd be usher to build it, so then it's going to be usher to destroy it as well. Okay, if you look at the Reim in 28, the Reim asked the question. He says, also, why can I destroy the kelim? Right? Why am I allowed to destroy the kelim to get to the food inside? He said in the bold part, Ein lecha stira gedola mehasaka. Right? Why can I burn kelim also on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos? Isn't it stira? And he goes to the sugya, and then in the next bolded part, he says, Lo amar ram mishum bone, lo mar sheishchiv bone bidavar, daha ein stira uvinyan bekelim, velo amrin mishum bone, Ella lahasiro mitam make bepatish. So what he ends up concluding is he says, no, it must be that we paskin. The reason that we are allowed to break through these kelim is because we paskin at the end of the day that ain stira bekelim. Right? Ain binyan and ain stira bekelim. So there are Rishonim, right? Rashi already goes in this direction, and the Reim spells it out, who says, no, the reason that in the sugyas you find that you're allowed to break kelim is because, of course, you're allowed to break kelim, right? You're allowed to build kelim. You're not allowed to build kelim. There's no bonet by kelim. There's only makel patish by kelim. So a third reason to be makel is to paskin like Rashi, to say that there's no binyan by kelim, and therefore there's no stira by kelim. The problem is, as I said, Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin this way, but Shulchan Aruch does bring it as a yesh omrim, right? He does say that you theoretically could paskin this way, and the gra paskins la halacha like Rashi, and the Mishnah Berurah says that under certain circumstances you can be somech on the gra, and if you do that, so then the answer is that you are allowed to break kelim because you're allowed to break kelim because ain't binyan b'kelim. Why, according to Rashi, are you only allowed to break a kli by a mustiki? So that presumably doesn't relate to bona. That relates to the Gemara's other concern, is that not sira, but that you might be, right, might be makav patish. It might be that you're, when you take a kli, which is strong, and you break it in a certain way, you're not breaking it for destructive purposes, you're breaking it for constructive purposes, to use it as a kli. If a kli is not of highest quality, there's no chshash, there's no concern you're going to do that. But the only potential problem is derabbanan to begin with, of a chshash of asiyas kli, and not a problem of, which is makav patish, according to Rashi, rather than
we have to assume that Rashi accepted that ukimta from Beitza outside of the Gemara Beitza. Tosfos does it explicitly.
You don't.
It's hard to know.
You're right. I mean, you're right. It could be that Rashi says it's just in it. Yeah, it's possible. I mean, you're right. Even what?
That stira, which is not necessarily destruction. It's not kill.
So we have. Right, so
are
we
the same?
Possibly not, right? Right, it's possibly not, and that's the. I mean, it is destruction. Okay, what you said is the Avnei Nezer that I put here in 31. Right, another way of explaining why you could burn kelim is what Tosa says is what Avnei Nezer in 31. De malachah v'sozer elim kein hamanas livnos. Right, the reason it's not, right, reason burning isn't sozer is because in order for something to be sozer, it has to potentially be constructive, and burning is, right, is hashchasa legamre, is mekalka legamre. The gra between 30 and 31, whatever, has a different possibility. They said maybe the reason burning is not sozer is because it's grama, right? Because you're not actually actively doing it, you're throwing the fire, and the fire does it, right? The fire does the stira, so maybe it is mutter. But you're right. The question that everyone asks is, okay, well, even if it is mekalkel, let's say by breaking the kli or burning it, why is it ever mutter? So the answer that Rashi already intimates and the Acharonim spell out is that once you move something down to a derabanan, so under certain circumstances we're going to allow you to be mekel litzorech. And that seems to be what's going on in the food sugya. Right? Even though normally we wouldn't just allow stira just because it's mekalkel, if it's also trying to get to the food inside, we are going to be mekel. That's what the Magen Avraham says in 29, that v'hutra litzorech reid huadin stira. There are certain malachal that are mutter litzorech, and that's what we do. That's on Yom Tov. He says on Yom Tov you can be mekel because it's tzorech, dochel nefesh. Rashi seems to say the same thing even on Shabbos, that once you move it down to Drabanan, that's why you're able to break open these kelim. Okay, I gave you a few of...
Why is it a Drabanan?
Because once it's not, right, once it's not really soser, right?
You mean so, live
correct. And it's not soser because there's no soser be kelim, so then it's going to be mutter letzorech. Okay, I gave you a bunch of achronim who try to just spell out really your Tommy's point, right? That all of this is only going to be too relevant if it is amanas livnos, and therefore that's why all this rabban. I gave you Rugigi's discussion, gave you the Hartzvi who has a discussion of it, but I'm going to skip through it and not sort of spend too much time on it because then we will just run out of time. But where we are. Is that when it comes to breaking kelim on Shabbos, So again, you have these Gemaras that say that it is mutter, even though you have the Gemara in Kochav Beis that says that there is Tiru Bekelim, and then you have the Machlokes Rishonim how to resolve the whole thing. You have Rashi's position that Halacha we paskin ain bone of ain Soser Bekelim, and that's why you're allowed to destroy Kelim to get the food inside. Either, maybe as Adam suggests, he rejects the necessity of Mustaki, or he accepts it, but that's only because of a Chashash that you might be boned, and therefore if you can solve the Chashash of Makav Patish, of building the Kli, then it would be mutter. Tosos, who says that it is permitted to break a Kli that is weakly put together, because that is the inverse of his position by Bona, and the position of the Rashba and the Ran, as Ramosha suggested, that maybe destroying a Kli is always going to be mutter, because it is only usher to make a Kli, because that's his Kli, but there is no such reversal. Okay, so I said what I would do is try to organize these topics to get to a practical answer on cans and bottles and stuff. So to bring that lehalacha, right, the first question that everybody asks when dealing with opening cans and opening bottles and opening that is, what do you paskin about Soser? Right, that's the first question, right, is what do you think? And then you look at the kli and you say, okay, is this a kli bechozek? Right, so if it's a strong kli and I'm destroying it, so according to Tosfos, it's going to be usser. If it's a weak kli, then it'll be mutter according to everybody. Rav Moshe suggests as a theoretical. Again, he doesn't take this halacha l'maisa, but if you accept the Mishnah Berurah's conclusion, like the Gra that we paskin ain stira bekelim at all, so then according to Rashi, you could just say, well, we always paskin like Rashi, and breaking kelim is mutter, which is at least a sniff lahakel with other possibilities, or you say like Ramosha, which is also a sniff lahakel, that the Ran and the Rashba themselves would never oster being Soser Kalim unless it was a big kli, which is Domala. Well, and obviously a can, a bottle, none of that is ever going to be oster on that level. But if you paskin like Tosfos, so any kli, which is Bechozek, then you would not be able to destroy. That's problem one. But there's at least three other problems that the poskim deal with, because once you've solved the stira problem, you have three other problems. One of them is bone, right? It might not be soser, but it might be bone, right? If you think, like Tosfos, that, or the Rashba, that making a kli bechozek, or making a new kli, is usser, so sometimes what you think is breaking is really building. Or, even if you think ain binyan bekelim, but you think like Rashi, that there is makav patish in making a new kli. So if you are making a new kli, it might be makav patish. So you get this by, and you know, I put at the end a summary of it, but just to sort of, you know, give it away now, you get this by bottle caps, right? By bottle caps, no one thinks it's soser. The potential problem isn't soser; it's bone or makav patish, because the cap before may not have been usable. It might be usable, right? That's the machlokas, right? Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that in order for something to be considered a kli, it needs to be usable not just on the kli it's on, but usable in general. And therefore, since, while a metal bottle cap at least, depending on the piece of Rosh Shlomo Zalman, we'll come back to it, while the metal bottle cap is on, the, let's say, the grape juice bottle, you can't use it on another kli. It is not yet a kli. Once you open it and separate it from the ring on the bottom, it's not a problem of soser, it's a problem of Asiyas Kli, which is either bone or makav patish, because now you could take it and you could close other bottles. So that's problem two that poskim deal with, is actually the creation of a Kli. Three,
Sock Club will be canceled. Sock Club will be canceled today.
Good to know.
That is the third.
Okay. I don't know if they can make that out in the recording, but whatever. The third potential problem is that even if it's not bona in the kli, and it's not soser in the kli, making an opening, right, may be a problem of make bepatish, because there is a separate prohibition, in addition to making a kli, of making a asiyas pesach, which is make bepatish. Where does that come from? So that was, if you remember the Gemara in Daf Kuf Beis, the asiyas pesach and the lul shel tarnagolin was the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, that bone or makav patish. So you see that making an opening may be make bipatish. And look at 34, right? The Gemara in Kuf Memvav tells you this as well. Tanu Rabbanan, ein nokven nekev chadash. I took it from Gigi because he already integrated the Rashi into it, which is helpful. Right? You can't make a new hole in a kli b'shabas v'imbalahosiv mosiv, but you're allowed to expand in opening the Torah in a kli. V'yesh omrim ein mosivin. And some say you can't even add to an opening. V'shaven shenok v'nekav yashan l'chadchila, but you are allowed to reopen something which was open and then was sealed. Shenistam d'chichozer poseach lavka osa pesachu sharei osu v'omed simasa lav klum. Right? Because it was already open, and now it's just temporarily sealed, and therefore opening it is not concerned making a new opening. The Tanakama Maishna Minekev Chadosh Delo, the Kamen Takein Piska. And why does the Tanakama forbid making a new opening? Because it's Metakein Piska, which is presumably Make Bipatish, a Sufe, Nami Kamizakein Piska. And then the Gemara says, but isn't expanding it also, isn't that also Make Bipatish? So he says, Amaraba, Dvar Torah, Kol Pesach, Shana Os, She'eno Osu Lahachnus, Lotzi, Eino Pesach. In order for an opening to be also made to Araisa, it needs to be made to put things in and out, to bring things in and out. Rabbanan hu degazer misham lul shel tarnagavin David liyule avira ulafuke havla. But the Rabbanan are gozer in other types of openings because of the lul shel tarnagolin, which you barely can tell that it's right. It's lahachnasu lahotzi because it's only bringing in air and letting in light and letting out air. But therefore, we are goes there by other openings that aren't actually lahachnasu lahotzi. Xera adu lul.
You have not yet handed in your winter activity day waiver. Please bring it to the office.
It's the best move you ever made. Just
if you
mental,
do not
yet,
have
but
it
not
signed
this room
today, you can bring it in on Monday. But you do need the waiver to participate. So make sure that you have that waiver in. Thank you.
You can't turn it off because of fire regulations.
Vimbala Hosef Mosef. But if he wants that, he can. Why aren't we goes there? So after the bracket, the Sufe Vade Bosho Dangon Losila Sufe Mishum Richasha said by adding to an opening, you don't do that. You don't expand the opening in the chicken coop because bugs might come in. The Yeshamrim Dein Mosifin Zimd Lo Takne Meikar Vasalar Arvchabe. Right, or you don't add because sometimes it won't be as good as it was originally, and that's why we allow you to expand an existing opening because you wouldn't do it in Lul Shel Tarnagolim. So what you get from the Gemara is that creating a new Pesach that is Lahachnas Lahotzi is Doraisa, making a new Pesach which is not Lahachnas Lahotzi is Midira Banan and is Aser Xera Atu, making an opening in the Lul Shel Tarnagolim and being Mosif to an opening is not Aser. Because there makes no sense to make a gzera because we wouldn't do it in Lul Shel Tarnagolim for the reasons that the Gemara raised. And the Rambam in 35, you can just look at the bolded part, concludes, as I said, that the malacha at hand is... So he said, well, it depends. Right? He said, "Osa nekev kol shubalul shel tarnagolim kadesh yachnas ana orachai mishum bone." Right? Possum's like Rav that if you make the hole in the lul shel tarnagolim, which is attached to the ground, is bone. Osa nekev kol shub ben beit ben binyan ben matech ben mekelim. Areza told us makav v'patrish bechayev. And when you make a hole in any kli or any other binyan,
the following students, please come to the office. Yehuda Berman, Michael Dyer, but he's not here. Okay.
It is a
David Weber. Avery, Shmuel Waitman.
It's Make Bipatish. As long as it's Asir Lahachnis, Ula Hotzi.
Ezra Singer, Ethan Spodek. Please come to the office. Thank you.
Are we done?
You need to say it twice.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Okay, now why is it that you need Lahachnis Ulahotzi? So Rav Gigi suggests a few reasons here. I gave him 36. He said either because it's simply not called an opening, right? A door, by definition, is somewhere you can go in and out. If not, then it is just not an opening. That's just what it is. Alternatively, it's just a function. Maybe it's just a function of significance, right? Or you know, just not significant. Or he says if you make a Pesach only to let things out and not la'achnes, so, right, you're not changing the usage of the kli, right? It's just temporary, right? You're getting things out, right? Once you make a nice kli, you're actually changing the way the kli is used, because before, you couldn't put things in, you couldn't take things out. If you just make a hole which is big enough just to get things out, so then it's not, you're not changing the kli, so there's no makah abadish, you're just sort of temporarily getting things out of there, yeah?
Is it defined by the size of the hole, or by what you plan to use the hole for? You open a can, you don't want to take things out, you don't want to put anything back in the can, but like, that's a big...
Right, and that is part of the machlokes of the achronim in it, right? And that's what you see, is that some of the achronim are makel on cans, because it's only... Right, it's you're only planning on being motzi. Other people are machmir because no, lahachnus lotzi means how big, how perfect of a kli is it? And this one is a pretty darn good opening, right? It has the perfect size. You could put things in if you wanted to. People don't normally, but yeah, that is part of the question. Is in general, right? We saw that also by keva, right? What does keva mean? Your intent, or in terms of the actual quality, you get the same thing by CS Pesach.
When you're talking about lotzi lachnis, you mean like mamash, like what are you doing, or what are your purpose?
Well, that's what you just said, and you could go either way on it, right? You
no,
see,
but usually I want to take it out. I don't know, and I finish my meal and I want to put back the...
So it depends what, right? Depends what, right? A can, right? It, apparently people used to, or people still do at some level, use cans, lahachnas or lahotzi. Why? Right? So the rejecter suggests this, right? That at some level, right, obviously you make a can hole, right, when you open the whole thing, lahotzi. But you also do it lahachnas because, you know, when you only have, right, X number of boxes of recycling things that you're allowed to put out by law in Canada per right? So you stuff everything, right? Anything that's the bigger can goes, the smaller can goes in the bigger can, goes in the bigger can, goes in the, you know, whatever, because you know, oh, it had, now it's a big enough hole. You actually, you know, it, maybe you're throwing it out, but at some level. So he suggests, maybe it is lahachnis, right? He suggests it's lahachnis because the Pesach is made to be big enough to put things in. Right? You're right, that it's Lazoric, and that's what some people say, but he, right, depending on how you focus on it...
People use it as a pencil holder.
What? No, and some people do. I mean, look, it's true. Some people use it, right? Meaning, maybe right now people don't use... Don't usually use cans for pencil holders, but they might, right? If you told me 10 years ago that the fad would be that people will pay money for what is basically, you know, jelly jars that have never had jelly in them without a cover... Right, I would have said you're crazy. Now they're, what do they call them? They have you know what I'm talking about,
mason jars.
Yeah. Right, there's a thing.
That's like since they started making jars.
They sell them as separate.
Yes.
Like without covers. That how old?
Mason jars. I mean,
okay, I didn't know about them. I didn't know them. I still think people are crazy.
That's one of the
what?
Not even for jarring them. People just have them for.
No, they just use them for things. Yeah, but whatever. Who knows if they'll do those cans? Yeah. So that's vadel achnas lotzi. That's for sure vadel achnas lotzi. That's if you know, but that's easier because wait, the can or a bottle, the jar. No, so that if you're doing that, that's vadel achnas midoraisa. If you make the can and your intent is to put back whatever is left over, no. If you know that whatever is left over, you're going to put back and store it in the can. That's vadel midoraisa. Lachnas lotzi. No, it's a CS Pesach. First of all, we're talking about the Pesach, right? You're planning on making big enough that you could put things back in. On the level of Pesach, I don't know how it wouldn't be, and we'll see, several of the Achronim think that on the level even of Boneh, that's Boneh. Right? If you're planning on even possibly putting it back, right? That's Boneh. Right? Daraisa. Or Sevzer. Right? Or Sevzer. But no, I think that would rather be the problem. Okay. We only have 20 minutes, so I'm going to just tell you that Mephis Mursa, this notion of Asiyas Pesach isn't just by Kalim, it's also by people. And that's what the Mishnah in Adio says, right? That if you have a pimple, right, and you pop it, so if it's just to get the pus out, then you are Pater. If it is to, right? But it's to make a peh for whatever reason. I don't know. You want to put in medicine also or something like that, I guess, right? And you want to get out the pus. And you want to put in medicine. That's lach l'zahovtzi. That is aser midaraisa. It's not just by kalim. It's also by human beings. The Gemara just had a caveat that even though normally when something is derabanan, so it's still aser, but midarabanan, when you pop a pimple just to get out pus and you're not planning on putting in medicine or anything like that, because of the tsar, presumably, it may be more complicated than that, but let's just assume because of tsar, we're actually making a chatchila, and that's what the Gemara said in 38. The kopturi, the Shabbos, patra v'laser, bar mehani klas, the patra mutter, tzedas tviv, tzedas nachashu mefis, mursa. So either to put things in or keep it open for air, whatever. So it sounds like it is, right? Even air, right? The Gemara says explicitly by lul, right? If it's just to air out, that's also, right? Havla is also, right? So, yeah, so yes, to keep it open, that's called the hachas v'hotzi in the, okay. So, let's see. I'm going to skip this. I've done some of this. We've actually seen Shulchan Aruch before. We have 20 minutes. Okay, we'll have 20 minutes. So let me just bring it. Let's bring it halacha l'maisa with cans, because otherwise we're never going to get to it, and it's a bit complicated to understand it. But what we've seen, okay, is just to summarize, right? We've seen that often, right, when we're dealing with these sugyas, right, there are like several malachos that you have to deal with simultaneously. One is if we have a kli already, is there stira b'kelim? Right, which again, according to Rashi, there's no steer bekalim, which is a yeshom shulchan aruch, the grah paskins like that. Mishnah Berurah says you can be samech on it under certain circumstances. Ramosha's claim that even the Rashi and the Ran, who think that making a new kli is bona, they'll say that destroying kli is mutter, and that's why they're makel by destroying the chosalos, destroying the kli to get into the dates. And the like, Tosfos, who will depend on whether it's Bechozek or not, you have to deal with the question of Bone. And the reverse question, the question of Soser. You also have to deal with the question of Bone, because sometimes the question isn't, when I'm destroying a Kli, am I destroying a Kli that pre-existed? You have to say, as the Gemara already noted, sometimes what looks like Soser is really Bone, right? I'm taking something that before was unusable, and I'm making a big enough Pesach, so now I'm making a Kli. Even if you don't think it's Asr Bishum of making the Kli, it might be Asr because the Pesach is a problem, because Asiyas Pesach is a Tolada of Makeh B'Patish, and anything which is Lahachnus Lahotzi is Asr Midaraisa, anything which is not Lahachnus Lahotzi is still might be Asr Midarabanan under certain circumstances. The last potential Malachos, this I can't get to, right, Terchiner is going to touch on it, right, is Korea and Machatech, right, that sometimes you have to deal with problems of ripping, and you have to deal with ripping in a perfect shape, which is machatech. The last one, which I don't remember if we're going to get into it, is mochek. If there's letters there, then you get into another potential problem.
I don't think we have kosev mochek on our list.
Okay, so just know that that's another possible problem, but if you can solve the letter problem, then you only have the five malachos that we just discussed to deal with. We're only going to deal with three. How does it play out halacha l'maisa? So, the problem with it is that it's not just that the poskim disagree. And I gave you a Jachter summary because reading everything is impossible, but he also highlights the real problem, I think nicely, is that the poskim don't even talk to each other, right? Their mamish, it's not like they're arguing locally, right? Like they say, the shaila at hand is stira b'kelim. And the machlokas is, do we paskin like Rashi and the Gra that ain't stira b'kelim, or do we paskin like Tosvos that they're stira b'kelim b'chozek, right? The poskim looked at cans, and they couldn't figure out what shaila we're even supposed to ask to figure out whether it should be Usr. They mamish, right? There is no agreement on this. So I'm not going to read through it after, but I gave it to you so you can look at it again. But let's talk it out. Okay? So, cans. Is it mutter to open a can? So some poskim say that it is mutter to open a can. Why? So here's their assumption. They assume that a can is a kli. Okay? Assumption one. Two, they assume that most people, as soon as they open a can, they drink whatever's in the can and they throw it out. Three, they say, if that's the case, then it is basically a mustiki. Right? It's a kli which, it's meant to be temporary, lo kazeh chashuv. Right? That's the esod of mustiki. And that's fine. I, the Pesach, big deal to Pesach, right? It's not meant lahachnas lahotzi, it's meant lahotzi. You're just getting things out. I sometimes, as asher mi derabbanan, yeah. But the Gemara already said, mustiki is mutter. So you see that whenever you meant to throw things out, so then it is mutter. That's the position of Rav Yosef and Rav Soloveitchik, who said, some poskim, yeah. Sorry, Rav Shlomo Zalman suggested that it is mustaki. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests, and Rav Avadya suggests, that maybe you should be machmer l'chadchila and open it before Shabbos. But Mikra, didn't they think it is a mustaki? And then Rai Adler said that this is the position of Rai Soloveitchik as well. The Chazon Ish took the exact opposite approach, and he said as follows: no, it's not true. A can, before you open the can, is not a kli. It's a golem. It's golem balma. It's nothing. It's a piece of metal. What?
Solid. Is that a different type of kli?
No, it's not a kli. Like I said, the poskim are mamish not talking to each other.
No, after
this,
it's a mustiki.
Right?
But לא, אני מבין, אבל הגמרא שאומרת שעובר אדם את החריג, לא מדברת אם הוא מכניס, היא אומרת, זה מוסטיקי, זאת אומרת, זה הפתרון שלו. זאת אומרת שהכלי הזה, הוא לא נראה כמו כלי יותר מדי. היא לא מדברת על זה ש...
יכול להיות, נראה שהפוסקים יעסקו בזה, אבל... אוקיי, עוד חצי דקה. The Chazon Ish takes the opposite. The Chazon Ish takes the opposite. He said, look, you're asking the wrong question. The question isn't soser. The question is bone, or makom patish. Why? Because before it was a golem. It's not usable. It's usable as storage, as Adam says. Okay, the Chazon Ish didn't accept this, and this is why I'm telling you the poskim are not talking to each other bechlal, right? I can tell Adam's on the is with the poskim who think the Shiley should be asking his soser, not boneh. But the Chazon Ish said no. The Shiley, you got it wrong. The Shiley you're asking is boneh, because it was before it wasn't a kli bechlal. So when you open it. Right, it is bone bekelim. It's the Rajba's bone bekelim. It's asiyas kli chadash. Now it's a can. Before it was a piece of metal that surrounded the soda. Now it's a kli. What? Okay, if you want, look at the end of the paragraph. It seems counterintuitive to Rev Orbach that sealing the can can. What?
That's a temporary seal. It's a separate seal that's not integrated.
Look, Adam, you're with Rav Shlomo Zalman. You're with good people. Rav Shlomo Zalman said this is counterintuitive, because what did the Chazon Ish say? The Chazon Ish said sealing the can was stira, right? Because it was a kli. Then you sealed it, and now it's legamre not a kli. Opening it is bona mechadash, right? Rav Shlomo Zalman said, I don't know what you're talking about, but this is what I'm telling you. The poskim, right? You have to put all these subjects on the table, but then you have to realize that it's not just they're not talking to each other halachically. This is my point. It's not our arguing nukudati. They mamish conceptualized cans in different ways. I remember, I'm saying, the first time I learned this in my chavrusa, I walked out of this saying, I literally have no idea what to say about a can, because I don't know whether it could be soser, it could be bone, it could be makavapate, it could be korea, it could be machatech. I mamish, it's five potential malachos, and if there's letters, it's six, right? I don't, you know.
Why is it necessary that sealing the can would have to be an act of soter?
Because otherwise, different cans are made different ways, right? What if it was a can before and then you put it on top, right? If you think that it's not a kli anymore, that means it had to be sealing it with soter, which means opening is bone.
Every can is open, you put in the stuff,
and then you seal it legamre.
Put it in the retort.
So you're saying that in order for it to be off. So, definitely by the fact that it was once a can, in order to now remove it from its classification as a can. Whatever
correct.
You do has to be defined as soter. That's so interesting.
Yes. Okay. Ramosha, as we said, is a long tshuva. Now, I happen to love this, by the way, this aside by Rai Jachter. I told you, this tshuva takes forever to read. So Rai Jachter notes that if you actually follow it, this tshuva Ramosha wrote while he was under house arrest by the Soviets for having... So he said maybe that's why he had so much time to write about cans. Yacholiot, if you lock somebody in a room, right, say, here's the shaila I have, I'm locking you in a room now for 3 months. So Rechavi, you can write an endless tshuva about cans. Interesting historical point. Close parentheses. Okay, in a Hanami. He quotes, by the way, Shmos, right? That Kasher Yanu is a king, your bevachin, your froats. So that is the lesson of this. When you are under house arrest, you should write another tshuva about Kants. That is the lesson we learn from this. Okay, shine. Now, Reb Moshe, as we mentioned, says that, right, theoretically, he would say it should be mutter, right? Theoretically, because he thought that you should paskin, like the Rashba, that destroying a kli is always mutter. And he says, for sure, if you're going to throw it out, because people discard it afterwards, so then he thinks it should be mutter. And he has two svaros. One is the one I already said, but he has a different one. The Gemara before had said that chosalos are mutter, right? The wrapping on the dates, right, are mutter. So why? So Reb Moshe suggests a third possibility. He said, you know what? You're misconceptualizing this. The shaila at hand really isn't about kelim at all. It's about peels. You think that a can is a kli? No! A can is a peel. A can is basically like a banana peel. It's not a banana peel. It is a banana peel, right? It's a banana peel. He says, he actually has this. He said, you'll tell me it's not a banana peel because it was made by somebody into a kli. He said, nah, mali bide adam, mali bide shamayim, right? So this is my point, right? The poskim mamish, they don't like, right? Reb Shlomo Zalman thinks the shaila you have to ask is soser. The Chazanish thinks the problem you have to ask is a bet bone. Reb Moshe said, we're not talking about kelim. The issue here is chosolos. It's not a kli, and it's not bone. It's not soser because it's a peel. Right?
To peel a can off?
What?
Like you peel a banana peel?
Kacha, kachu evin, kacha. And therefore he said, but Reb Moshe said, and this comes back to, right, so to Yaron's point, but he said, but it's only going to be mutter if you always empty, right, the contents and never use it again, because then it's a peel. But if you're going to use it afterwards, so it is mutter. It's usher, rather. The Reb Moshe, if I remember correctly, actually says that if you're just going to... Now, some poskim say that if you're going to leave the food in it for a few days, right, some people do that, so then it's usher because you're using it for storage. Other poskim say, no, I think Reb Moshe actually says this, but I have to remember which line he said and which others said, you know, in that svar, is that if it's a peel, look, sometimes you have a banana, right, you also peel it and you'll eat the rest later, right? As long as you're not going to put something different into it, right, it might still just be a peel, in which case it would be mutter, but yesh ladon, right? Depends on how you view storing. So what you see here is that the poskim, right, again, it's not just that they disagree. They mamish don't conceptualize the problem in the same way. So is it mutter to open a can on Shabbos? So either it's mutter lechatchila, or it's asur midaraisa. Those are your two possibilities, right? It's mina katzeh lekatzeh. And either you're chayiv because of bone, or soser, or makib patish. I don't know. Fine. The other possibility is the SCS. Pesach, right? That it might be that it's asur mishum asiyas Pesach. There it's hard by a can to say it's asiyas Pesach. It might be asiyas Pesach because it's a nice one, but if you think it actually needs to be lachon lozi, nobody puts anything in the can, so presumably it's not a problem by a can. Okay.
Would you see the peel as the elephant in the room?
Sorry, and I gave you the first sheet. I skipped it. Sorry, you got fault. I gave you the first sheet, right? Now the okay. Sorry, the fourth sheet, which I just said. Was the Tila de David, right? The Tila de David says that cans are sturdy vessels, and as we saw, whenever you have a real kli, so then we have the problem either deraisa derabanan of asiyas Pesach, because we're worried you're going to make a proper Pesach. Therefore, Tila de David says the problem isn't the kli, isn't stira on the kli, isn't, right? The problem is the asiyas Pesach, because he assumes that a can is a good kli to begin with, and therefore asiyas Pesach is the potential problem, either deraisa or derabanan. Okay, what about bottle caps? So, bottle caps again. Shlomo Zalman goes back and forth at different points, right? So, he says by bottle caps, he says it's also because making a bottle cap is Mitakein mana is makav patish. In some versions of Shlomo Zalman, distinguishes between plastic caps and metal caps, because metal caps before were totally unusable as a cap because they're clamped on, and plastic ones are screwed on and squeezed on, and therefore they were functional kelim before. That's Rishon Mazalman, right? So either it's always a usser, or it's usser only by metal ones and not by plastic ones. He suggests sort of Moshe is machmir, Yashiv is machmir. Other poskim are Mekel, Ruvadia and the Tzitz Eliezer are Mekel, because they say no. Was a cap before. The fact that it has a ring is irrelevant. It was a cap. Again, they're talking past each other, right? Rav Avadya looks at it and says, hey, it's a cap. Rav Moshe looks at it and says, no, it isn't a cap yet. It's, I don't know what it is. It's a chomer golem, right? It's a stopper. You're turning a stopper into a cap. Rav Avadya says, I don't know what you're talking about. It looks like a cap to me, right? So Rav Avadya, Yazir, are mekel and opening all types of bottles. Rav Shlomo Zalman either ossers all bottles or ossers metal and is mekel on plastic, and you'll find poskim across the board. Right? Rav Asher Weiss is ossers everything. Right? Right? He says, I machmir mekra din, I won't let anyone do it for me. Right? Right? Zeu. Ray Willig, when you go to his house, he says, oh, I'll be your Shabbos coin. And goes around and he opens everything, right, on Shabbos. Right, you find Boskim min ha-katzeh, el ha-katzeh. Okay, I've given you the different ones. What about juice boxes? Okay, I'll just have 3 minutes. So just a few juice boxes, pretty much everyone thinks are... like kids' juice boxes, everyone thinks is mutter, because for two reasons. It's not a problem of asiyas kli because it's mamish discarded. And the opening isn't a problem. Why? Because remember the Gemara had said, if you have an opening which is sealed, you can reopen it. So the can, you might argue, has been legamre resealed well. And therefore, that's asiyas pesach. But by the juice hole, where, you know, you just put a tiny little piece of plastic over the hole, so the poskim assume that pashtus is, that is, right, that is not a asiyas kli, right, it's not asiyas pesach either, because it's just, right, reopening an old hole, which the Gemara said was mutter, and therefore poskim are basically mekil on children's juice boxes, and that is the, right, what about peel off seals? So, you know, peel-off seals also presumably are mutter, right? Again, same reason, similar reasons. Okay, so that brings us to the end of it. And look, there's a lot more on Asiyas Pesach, a lot more Makom Patish and so ser. But what I think the can's discussion highlights is that the problem with a lot of modern shilas isn't just the complexity of bona and soser and makom patish themselves, which are endlessly complicated. The problem is even reality, right? Assessing the reality in front of us, the poskim can, for the life of them, figure out whether we're looking at things which are already kelim, and the question is, are we destroying them? Or are we creating a kli? Or is it a kli, and therefore it's a sturdy kli, and therefore it's bezach? Or is it a garbage kli, and therefore it's mustiki, and it's mutter lechatchila? Right? That's the problem with cans, and bottles, and bottle caps, and vechule, and that's why it's so complicated in poskim. I'm not going to poskim for you, ask your shul rabbi. It's not my problem, except to explain where the issues come from. In 30 seconds, I'll note that the other big shaila, right, Tertiner told me not to spend all my time on it, so I won't. I'll spend 30 seconds. That post can bring up that might be a problem of bone and makom patish is electricity, right, which I couldn't even get into bichlal because it's too complicated, right, where with Chazanish thinking that electricity is bone because he invents a category of bone called mevi mena maves alachayim, and he thinks making electricity is mevi mena maves alachayim and building circuits is it. Shlomo Zalman thinks that it's not bone because it's derech tashmisho, because the circuit is supposed to be that way. Rav Asher Weiss thinks it's makom patish because he's mechadish, a level of makom patish I didn't get a chance to talk about, but I have 10 million shiurim online because everyone keeps asking me to do it, and I've done it like between Hebrew shiur and this, I have at least 10 shiurim on the topic, right? It says that makom patish is anything creative that has no other malacha to it, and therefore electricity is makom patish in this me'al. So I spent 10 seconds on it instead of 5 hours on it. But that was okay. We didn't finish everything, but we've covered, I hope, just some of the basics of bone, soser, makopat. There's enough to at least understand some of the halacha l'maaseh issues. V'idach zil gmor. Next week we move on to kore.
Next week I'll be doing.